Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb. Right now, our guest is Adam Brandon. He's the president of FreedomWorks, freedomworks.org. And we're going to talk about the midterm elections. And one of the points Adam Brandon likes to make is that Republicans win when they focus on national issues. Adam, welcome to the program. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me. And you're absolutely right. The famous Democrat speaker Tip O'Neill coined a phrase, "All politics is local." That was advice for Democrats. When you go back and look at the Contract from America, you look at Donald Trump, you look at 2010, you look at all of these elections where Republicans outperformed what everyone said they would do, it was when they focused on a broad-based national agenda. And when Republicans start to focus on hyper-local issues, that's what Democrats win on.
Oh, that's interesting. I have here an article from the Huffington Post. And they're obviously very liberal, very left of center. And this one is entitled, "A Democratic Wave in the Midterms is Looking More and More Likely." And I should say, by way of, just a caveat, this is dated July 29th. So the end of last month, they were saying a Democratic wave in the midterm is looking more and more likely. It seems to me from just seeing the pundits here and there, they're still saying basically the same thing, that they think there'll be a big blue wave, so to speak, in the midterm elections. What are your thoughts?
Well, where we're sitting today, I don't see the blue wave. If you're looking for a blue wave, you look at the right direction, wrong direction numbers, they're getting real tight right now, and more Americans are feeling confident about themselves and their future. If you look at other indicators, the generic ballot, it doesn't indicate a blue wave. Now, historically, the incumbent president loses 40 seats. So if you lose 40 seats in the House of Representatives, well, that means Democrats take the House. That's hardly a wave, but that's still the loss of the majority. So that deserves our attention. And so I think if Republicans, they've got to take this election very seriously. Oh, yeah. I talked to too many Republicans who think we've got it in the bag because of the economic numbers. We've got a lot of fight to do. I think Republicans can hold the House. If the election was today, they'd probably lose the House, but not in a wave. And I also think that you look at the Senate, I believe that even in that scenario, the Republicans are going to pick up two or three seats in the Senate. So between now and the election day, I think you're going to see a lot of tightening in these races. And I see paths, multiple paths to Republicans holding the House. It all depends on at what point the Democratic momentum slows down and Republicans pick up.
All right. Let's talk about a few different issues. First of all, the issue of impeachment. You don't hear about it being discussed as much these days, but I would think that if the Democrats win the House back, that they will, drum up articles of impeachment against the president.
Well, they will just drown the administration in investigations. Every House committee will be launching investigations into Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump and the president and the meeting with Putin and everything. The White House will just have a flurry of subpoenas because, again, I think everyone believes that the Republicans will hold and probably expand in the Senate. So impeachment will be part of that. And it's unfortunate because what I think you would see is the Senate would continue to confirm judges. The White House would continue to do dereg, and you'd have all these BS investigations that would end up being settled in the 2020 election. I think it would be much better if the Republicans keep the House and we could finish some of those big ticket items from immigration to getting spending under control to repeal of Obamacare. But we were in such a tight election. A few points here or there can mean the difference between 10 seats, 20 seats, or 30 seats in the House.
All right. This is, by the way, a Christian radio station, so let's just say bologna sandwiches investigations.
Okay.
No, I appreciate that. What are your thoughts about the economy and the midterm elections? You've already hinted to it, but flesh it out further.
Well, right now, I think you're looking at every jobs report, you're seeing hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people who left the labor the market, re-entering into the market. So, you think about what that means. Hundreds of thousands of people who were just sitting on the sidelines or even on welfare taking jobs, people are confident. And when they're confident, that's more time that you can, you can get, you can fix that dishwasher. You can go on vacation for the first time in years. You have more jobs open in the economy than you have people looking to fill those jobs. So that, in that sense, when the economy continues to grow at a rapid pace and you start seeing this pickup in employment and this pickup in wages that will start, that just puts people in a better mood. And what the Democrats end up coming back with, they can't really talk about the economy, but what they're going to talk about is focusing on issues that are divisive to us. So that's going to be, the ugly side of race. It's going to be some of these gender issues. It's going to be some of those other issues. And I'm just not sure that a lot of Americans are excited about the jobs that they have. So Democrats are going to try and turn out their base and focus on turning out their base on these divisive social issues that fire their base up. But right now, I think most Americans and their families are looking at the numbers, and the hope is just that they turn out, because if Democrats take the House, the only reason they're taking the House is that they have the missing Trump voter. And that's just because maybe the Trump voter looks at the economy and says, hey, things seem to be going the way they should. But all those Trump voters, if they turn out, the Republicans will hold the House. And I think those Trump voters should turn out. Just look at the economic news and what that means for average, everyday Americans.
Okay, now let me ask you about the economic news, because, I think overall you're correct, and yet I still see these reports sometimes where it says, for example, I was just looking at one today at the time of this recording, and this is being recorded at the end of August. It was saying that something like almost half of Americans cannot earn enough money to pay all their bills. It was saying that 4 out of 10 Americans run short in terms of, just being able to pay for everything, including the health expenses and food expenses and so forth. Your comments.
This is just basic economics. And when the economy starts to grow, and you have this pressure on jobs, you will soon see pressure on wages to increase. I kind of went back to that moment. I think when we mentioned earlier, you have all these new people entering into the labor force. Sometimes people have to get jobs that even if they've been out of the labor force, it may take them a year or two to get those promotions and get their skills back up. But overall, I'm looking at the trend. And when you start having growth above 3%, that's what's going to start to provide the cushion for a lot of folks.
Okay, so in other words, these are short-term adjustments, but in the long run, they're much, much better off.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think there's also just the dignity of being able to have a job and go to work each day. That means a lot. And then I also point out for people, when you look at it, sometimes it is expensive for an individual to be out there in the world, but often if you look at total family wages, you're going to see some improvement there, especially I think on the margins. You have some people who are, getting back into the labor force who've been out for a while. So as time goes on, these numbers, they play catch up. But remember, we spent 8 years, almost 10 years of almost just complete stagnation in this country. Mm-hmm. And that's a lot of damage to get out of. And we've only had a couple quarters of this rapid growth. So it's one of those things. I know that a year from now, I know the numbers are going to be looking even better than they are.
That's great. I hope you're right. I saw this is, again, I don't mean to be discouraging, but I saw a report where it said something like 70% of Americans would like to see Medicare expanded for all. And I'm like thinking, wait a minute, are people thinking through the implications of that? It's like the old line from P.J. O'Rourke. If you think healthcare is expensive now, just wait till it's free,
Absolutely. Well, and this is part of the, I think when people ask these questions, they're not really asked what the alternative. I mean, what people would like to have is more choice and cheaper healthcare. So when you're asked questions, sometimes it's not asked in the right way. In places where you see competition, I think there's going to be some good news coming out on healthcare. Some places are actually going to see a slight decrease in some of their healthcare costs because of some of the changes that have happened, where you have new competition coming into the marketplace. So at the end of the day, I think within the tax cuts, I've heard this again, like, hey, I got $100 extra in my paycheck every month, but my healthcare is going up $300. This is a major part of the Trump agenda, the repeal and replacement of Obamacare, that didn't get done. So we need to get back and get that. That's one of the reasons I'm hoping Republicans hold the House. They could get back and get that done so you have more competition and less cost. I think that would be a big relief. But in that vein, when you're asking someone, when they're seeing their health care go up, do you want Medicare? Sure, let's do it. So I think
see.
That that's
I
why.
See. So in other words, it's in partly in the polling is the bottom line. Okay, now if you were to let's say you were a Martian and you visited this country, okay, and you turn on the Morning Joe, you know, on MSNBC, or you see Hollywood movies, or the late night comedians, or the news media, or Google searches, or whatever, you would think that the man in the White House is worse than Darth Vader. I'm serious, and I'm sure that has impact on somebody and somebody's vote, and they would say no, you know, anything but this guy's agenda. So I'm, you know, what are your thoughts in terms of the midterms in light of that?
Well, I think that's a problem, but in my lifetime, I've never seen them get great press. I'm kind of amazed when I watch right now, all those same people are tripping over themselves to praise John McCain. Well, a few years ago, they weren't praising John McCain. And so I kind of take that as a grain of salt. A lot of people, the way that they're listening to podcasts, they're listening to radio, they're listening to different alternative forms of media and not just watching on TV. Sure, the scandals beat people down every day, but I think they're just kind of tuning it out. And especially if you're seeing your own economic prospects brighten up, that's the real proof in the pudding. And it's not all these, and I think there's a certain amount of discount on all these scandals coming out of D.C., but look, I've always thought the strength of the American people have never been our politicians. The strength of the American people is the family and the backbone of the people that you meet when you drive around and walk around this country every day. So if I'm that Martian, I'm thinking, wow, the politics is kind of like entertainment and kind of silly, but wow, look at these people. This is a great group of people here in the United States.
Well, you know, it's so interesting. I mean, really, when you get down to it, Adam, think about the night of Trump's election. When you actually watch those classic historic footage, now it's historic footage, and you see the liberal broadcasters as they have almost a meltdown when they realize after a while, this guy might actually become the president of the United States. You know, no, you're not in, you know, you didn't wake up in hell, said, I forgot her name, but that lady on MSNBC. This is real. This is your own real nightmare. You know, we'll suffer through it. You know, it's unbelievable. Rachel Maddow, who said that?
Right. Well, they suffer through it. I'm looking at, thinking back about, you know, this growing economy, and I think we're just getting started with it. These are really positive changes that are happening that we were told. I remember for 6 years under Obama, all we were hearing about is something called the new normal of 1.5% growth and get used to it and like it and like stagnant wages. And then Trump would say, we're going to get 3-4% growth. And he was laughed out of the building. Well, I don't know. I mean, Rachel Maddow needs to talk to some of these middle class folks. Rachel Maddow needs to talk to Black America, which is seeing its lowest unemployment rate in history. I mean, these are such positive changes for the fabric of our society. I don't see what nightmare they're pointing to.
Well, this is very interesting. You just mentioned the Black voters. By the way, we have about a minute and a half left to wrap up. But it's my understanding that there is a shift, and maybe even as many as 30-35% of Black people are now supporting the Trump agenda. If they mobilize and go to the polls with that sentiment, that could you know, nail the midterm elections right there. We have about a minute left.
I think you're looking at the very beginning of a fundamental realignment in our society. You know, you're going from numbers where, you know, Black voters were voting maybe 1-2% for Republicans. I wouldn't be surprised in the next generation if that number does get up closer to 30%. And that is such a good thing for our society and for our country moving forward. And I think when you look back, a lot of it's going to be, you know, the experience that these folks are having under the Trump administration. Republicans aren't these nasty, crazy racists that the media is telling them. These are people who are helping to create jobs, and these are people who are again having the lowest unemployment in the nation's history. So I'm very excited about these trends.
All right, your website again, sir?
FreedomWorks.org, FreedomWorks.org.
Okay, Adam Brandon, the president of FreedomWorks. Thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, bye-bye now.